He's just back from a week in Canada. As he heads off now at 10 o'clock for a big slap-up breakfast, KC's just popped in. You thought that Ireland were going to be in the World Cup, so you decided that you'd get tickets way back along.
Yeah.
We didn't make the World Cup, but you travelled anyway.
What is it? That was the deal. We thought, we kind of jumped the gun on it and went, okay, if Ireland qualified, there'll be a couple of games in Toronto. So my buddy Ross sends me a message and went, listen, flights are decent. You'll get them for pretty good price back and over. Let's make a week of it. If Ireland qualified, there'll be a couple of games there. So it made perfect sense.
Why did you know that Ireland would be in Toronto, though?
Well, I don't know. The lads had worked out the group games were going to, there's going, definitely going to be at least one Irish game there. Okay? I think that was the plan, and loads of the Irish community had all expected an influx.
What kind of a week did you have?
The best. It's a gorgeous, wonderful, beautiful city. And if you can imagine meeting, like, you know, thousands of Michael Bublé type characters, Canadians are they're lovely, lovely people. They're mad about the Irish, and they're just, you know, they know where we are. You know?
The planet.
They know where the country is. Just as a country, it's a bucket list place to visit. Like, Canada is just spectacular anyway. You spent a lot of radio time there.
Yeah, I lived in Toronto. Well, I lived in lots of different areas, but yeah, my main base would have been Toronto a long time ago. Yeah.
So the crack was, we were going to go over. Ireland didn't qualify, obviously. Czechia did the business on us on that one. We said, we're going to go anyway. And if we get tickets for a game, we'll go along to something. So the second day we arrived, Germany had a group game. It was lunchtime. We were like, I'll pop on FIFA and have a look for the tickets and see what I come up with. So stuck in what I was looking for, two tickets. It was doing that whole kind of jog wheel thing where it's like finding your tickets. The first pair of tickets, it spat out. The cheapest pair of tickets it would give us were two tickets up in a north stand close to Pluto.
No, nosebleeds, they call it.
Yeah, really, really high up. $14,000 for two tickets.
Is that on an official FIFA site?
That was through FIFA.com. This is what they were spitting out.
For a first round game consequence.
These were group games. They're still huge games. I mean, there was still thousands of German fans, and I forget the team they were playing. But anyway, there was Colombian fans. There was people from all over the world. It was like, it really was like, the atmosphere over there was incredible, but people were on the street that couldn't get tickets. They were going to the free fan zones. So the one really good thing about it, they had an area the size of Parque Quive with these massive screens that people could get into for free and just hang around and watch the games. So that's where the majority of the fans ended up. Like, for $14,000 for a group game.
So is that what everybody in that stadium would have paid then?
I think a lot of people got tickets initially. They would have had cheaper option tickets. But what happened this time round, for the first time, they used dynamic pricing. So this is like, it's been adapted from music concerts. They took dynamic pricing, which has, it's an algorithm driven strategy. That means they see the demand, and the tickets are based on the demand that people are looking for. And obviously people are paying these prices or they wouldn't exist.
So, but you didn't pay it.
No,
so
God,
the seats probably, no, I imagine that a lot of them were empty.
Oh, well, there was a huge amount of seats empty for games. If you've been watching some of the group games, you will see massive pockets of empty stadiums.
But what has happened to soccer that FIFA would say it's okay to charge somebody $7,000 for a ticket?
All right, if you look at the viewing figures for the Super Bowl, 125 million. The opening viewing figures for the World Cup, 1.5 billion. It's different gravy. Like, soccer is the world game. And when it's been held across three countries, like Canada, America, and in Mexico. They're three host nations. The hype around it, the amount of people that want to be there, FIFA know that they can charge.
But it's immoral, though.
It's completely. Now, FIFA's supposed to be a non-profit organization. You know, they say all of the money that they raise from these games goes back into grassroots investment. But
people should be able to afford to go to a soccer match.
You are wiping out the true fans. And for the very first time ever, they started doing, it's called extreme income inequality premiumization.
So
they're leaning into, it's basically, they're turning it into the Super Bowl. They're leaning into, you know, high wealth individuals, corporate sponsors that are willing to pay these crazy rates. So you get people who are trying to bring, you know, mums and dads who are over there with families trying to bring kids in. Like, paying €5,000-6,000,
Some of these stadiums are 80,000 seaters.
Massive.
It's not as if it's a 15 or a 20,000 venue.
Yeah, yeah.
They're enormous.
But if this is for the group games, Neil, what's going to happen when it gets to quarters and semis and the...
But was it maybe always this way?
It's never been this bad.
No?
Never. Now, the last tournament, there was never this amount of conversations around pricing. But again, it's because... well, wait till you hear the best part of it is, I buy a ticket from FIFA early. Okay, let's say I pay $2,000 for it. Then I don't want to go. I can now put it back on sale for whatever I want through the FIFA website. I could put it on for $10,000. But then what happens? FIFA are going to take 15% of my fee.
Of the profit.
So now FIFA have become the touts. They
take 15% of your resale.
They take 15% of my resale, so they are now in the touting
industry. Oh, man, it's just a complete and utter racket. Yeah. Where did you watch the match?
We watched it on big screens. We watched them at home, we watched them in pubs, we watched them on the fan zones, which was still, look, it was still amazing. But to get to a game, it's the same with concerts now, Neil. Getting to a big concert, people are being completely priced out of concerts, you know. Big events are becoming more and more difficult to get into.
So true fans,
loyal fans
cannot afford
cannot get to these things anymore. Yeah. Unless you take out insane loans, you can't justify paying $10,000 to watch a game. You can't. I don't care how wealthy you are.
You have to be uber wealthy,
stupid wealthy. And there was a lot of incredibly wealthy people from around the world that are there, and they'll pay whatever it wants. And obviously, there's enough of them to fill stadiums.
Yeah,
you know.
But yeah. I think it's very sad when those that are the genuine fans are precluded.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So some of these people are coming from very, very, very poor countries.
Absolutely,
very
absolutely.
Poor countries.
I mean, to get to these nations to actually be able to afford flights and accommodation, that's already an enormous expense.
Who would you get in the Buster here at work?
Who did I get?
France.
I got Czechia, and I got, I think I got an island I've never heard of. I don't know.
Are they still in or out?
I must check and see how I'm getting on. But if any money I'm making back, I need it.
I think people should just give me the money now.
I think so.
I mean, it's over. So they should just pay me.
So you've got who? France?
France.
Oh, yeah. We'll see.
What do you make of the hydration rule? Isn't that the greatest joke you ever saw in your entire life?
Again, like we started that back in the 90s, didn't we, with Jack Charlton was throwing water on people, you know? The 15-minute rule is, again, it's an option for them to sell more ads on telly, you know?
I think it's appalling.
Yeah, it does. Again, they're trying to bring in this American sports kind of a format where it's constant breaks, advertising everywhere, sell you more ads. That's what they're trying to do. It's a massive, massive money churner for these guys.
Money,
you know?
At the end of the day, that's what it's all about. But you had a good week anyway.
Amazing week, regardless of the ticket prices. I mean, I'd love to know if we'd have got to a game if Ireland had been there. You know, we would have got in somehow.
Yeah.
Turn up, if you want to get into an event, they say, turn up, carrying a ladder with a high viz, and you'll get into anything. And I swear to God, we thought about that.
Great week, all the same, in spite of it. Nice one. Off you go. Get a bit of brekkie. Have a great day. That's KC. Spend a week in Canada.